Part 1. I wish I had the courage. Last week, I shared the story of 29-year-old Brittany Maynard, who was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer. She was told she only had 6 more months to live. She offered all of us a call to action to live our lives. Here's what she said. Seize the day. What's important to you? What do you care about? What matters? Pursue that and forget the rest. So over the next 5 weeks, I'm exploring the top 5 regrets of the dying because I don't want to have these regrets, and I hope you don't either. If you missed the top 5, you can listen to them in last week's episode. But for today, let's examine the first one. I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. For Halloween, kids and some adults dress up for fun and have a great time doing it. A few years ago, the most popular costumes were the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Pirates, and Star Wars, to name a few. And while Halloween is a day to play dress up for fun, I can't help but think about the imaginary masks and costumes we women often put on every day in order to make others happy. Is it just me, or do you too ever catch yourself thinking, what does this person think of me? Do they like me? I hope I don't say something wrong because they might get the wrong impression of me. Look, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to put your best foot forward and to be liked. But you see, the first half of my life was lived to make others happy. I sacrificed so much of my own time, energy, and interests to cater to others' needs, doing what others wanted me to do, acting as others wanted me to act, all for the goal of wanting to be loved or in the very least liked. There's a saying I like to ponder sometimes. If everyone likes you, you're not being your authentic self. That's some food for thought. In fact, that's one of the reasons why I chose to work with women in midlife. I found that so many of my clients spent the first half of their life living how they thought they were supposed to live. They spent the first half making everyone else happy and tending to everyone else's needs while often neglecting their own. But now, they deeply desire to not just be there for others, but also start taking care of their own selves and living the life that they want to live. In my own journey, when I began to accept and love myself for who I was when no one was around, I was able to be myself when others were around. That's why the work must be done in quiet, alone, away from those we are trying to please on a daily basis. When we're alone, we're able to gain clarity on who we are and what we want. Having a day to ourselves where we can do whatever we want, go wherever we want, act however we want, can be both exciting because we're giving ourselves permission to be who we want to be, but it can also bring an uneasiness, again, because we're giving ourselves permission to be who we want to be. That's why I think that the first regret has the word courage in it. I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Man, it takes courage to do that and to be that. For me, it was loving myself enough to be willing to do the work necessary to change my thinking and start living the life I felt I deserved to live, a life that was based on my own definition of happiness, a life on my own terms, even with all the challenges that it might bring. And the truth is that challenges don't end, for me at least. But I've accepted them as a part of my personal growth journey that I believe is worth pursuing. Because I don't want to state that first regret, ever. And today, I encourage you to take the week to reflect on what that means to you. Are you living a life true to yourself? Or is it mostly the life others expect of you? It's a scary, scary question to ask yourself, I know. And implementing changes in your life is hard. but everything comes at a cost. So then the question is, are you happy with the cost you're currently paying? Or is it not worth it anymore? Take this week to think about that, journal about it, and maybe even bring it up with a friend to discuss together. Better yet, come join us and we'll discuss it together in our MeTime Midlife community on Facebook. And next week, we'll dig into the second regret of the dying. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, need some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.